Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is David Berliner, partner and national leader of the business restructuring at BDO USA. And David is here to speak to us about some of the findings coming out of BDO's Retail CFO Outlook Survey. If you're not familiar, our annual CFO Outlook Survey collects perspectives of CFOs on their top challenges, issues, priorities, and focus areas for the coming year. And then we publish these results on our website. Welcome back, David.
Thanks, Natalie.
David, so now that the holidays are behind us, what is your take on the state of the industry? And then maybe more importantly, what do you think may be some of the big challenges that retailers will be facing in 2024?
Well, as we've seen throughout 2023, there continues to be mixed signals regarding the health of the retail industry. On the positive side, a record 200 plus million consumers shopped over the five-day holiday weekend from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, surpassing last year's record of 196.7 million. Online spending increased nearly 8% year over year during that five-day period. And in addition, retail sales rose 0.3% in November from October and 4.1% on an annual basis. On the negative side, though, household budgets have tightened and shopping habits changed in response to higher prices. By the end of 2023, consumers were clearly becoming more cautious with their purchases, prioritizing essential items, delaying non-essential purchases, holding out for deals, and cutting back spending on high-ticket items. Early Black Friday discounts were far higher in 2023 compared with the prior 4 years, both the depth of the discounts and the total dollar amounts. Many consumers also borrowed to make their holiday purchases. Consumers added $154 billion to credit card balances in the third quarter, the biggest increase over the previous year on record. On Cyber Monday alone, consumers spent $940 million using Buy Now, Pay Later, up 42.5% over last year. Some categories of auto loans have hit a new record for being 60 or more days delinquent, and credit card delinquencies are also rising. With interest rates still high, some consumers will struggle to pay down their debts in 2024, which will likely mean they will cut back spending further, negatively impacting retail sales. So in short, in 2024, retailers will likely see an even more price-conscious consumer and will need to adapt their business models to a slower growth environment. Some retailers will need fewer physical stores, some will need to reduce product offerings, and others will need to rationalize operations to reduce costs.
So keeping all of that in mind, I mean, you really describe the consumer as someone that is very challenged at the moment. With all of the debt, the buy now, pay later, which is now the pay later part of things, and certainly them tightening up their wallet. So keeping all of that in mind, in our report, we saw a lot of retailers, 70% of those that we surveyed, said that they are planning to raise prices again this year. How do you think that's all going to play out with consumers that seem to be really looking for those deals and discounts, as you just mentioned?
Well, I think if retailers raise their prices in 2024, it's likely there's going to be some additional pullback in spending by consumers. Government data shows that consumers have used most of their savings stockpile. And as we just discussed, consumer debt levels are historically high. But consumers have been spending over the past 3 years, even in the face of dire predictions about an impending recession, which has not yet happened and may not happen. Unemployment is still, you know, historically low, down to 3.7% in November. It's been more than a half century since unemployment has been below 4% and stayed there, and it's now 22 months. However, if people start losing jobs, we may continue to see consumers, until people start losing jobs, we'll probably continue to see consumers spending in 2024, but likely continuing to seek out deals before buying and limiting their non-discretionary purchases.
So keeping that in mind, again, what you just described, you know, understanding the consumer, understanding that retailers are going to look to raise prices, they're probably going to need to do deeper discounts to get that consumer in the door. What can retailers do to stay resilient in 2024? I'm sure everyone is wondering that.
Yeah, I think there's a few options. So few things they can do to stay resilient. They can work to get their inventories better aligned with sales. One tactic is to rationalize product offerings, keep less items in stock, and we're beginning to see some retailers do that to avoid having to sell unsold inventory at clearance prices later. This also allows more flexibility on promotions and discounting. A second tactic would be to monitor their supply chain to mitigate potential issues. Retailers may face issues managing inventory and fulfillment, labor shortages, rising costs. Retailers can better invest in better inventory management tracking systems to reduce costs and improve customer service. They can invest in technology to reduce the need for manual labor, improve efficiencies, and streamline processes. They can offer competitive compensation packages to attract and retain the best employees. A third tactic would be for them to enhance their omnichannel retail approach. They can engage with consumers more and create interesting environments that stimulate consumers and give them a reason to visit their stores. They can make in-person shopping an event itself with such things as augmented reality or personalized shopping. In short, they can tailor the shopping experience to engage consumers the way they want to shop by embracing both physical and digital retail strategies.
Awesome. Those all sound like really good ideas. Thank you, David. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.